ever heard of rice paper rolls?
We're sharing this delicious recipe on today's episode of Wake Up With Hope.
Stay with us.
Good morning and welcome to Wake Up With Hope. It's Monday and it's the start of another week here at Wake Up With Hope.
That's right, and today is National Puzzle Day, yes. So it's the perfect time to bring out the old puzzles or gather some new ones as you enjoy some more indoor time during this winter season.
Yes.
We sure love puzzles.
Oh, our kids love puzzles, and yes. They get those thousand-piece puzzles done.
Really fun times as a family.
You know, winter is that perfect time to slow down and spend extra time with family. So what's your favorite thing about winter? Send us a message on our Facebook page and let us know.
On today's program, we have health news, a delicious recipe from Gia and her team, music, and so much more.
So let's begin by taking a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history, in 1979, Deputy Premier Deng Xiaoping of China met with President Jimmy Carter. During their meeting, they signed significant new agreements that marked a historic shift, reversing decades of U.S. opposition to the People's Republic of China. The signing of accords involves a mutual agreement between nations. Likewise, making a covenant with God involves a sincere commitment from both the individual and God. It signifies a promise to live according to God's principles and a trust in His promises of love, forgiveness, and guidance.
Friend, have you made your covenant with God yet? Have you agreed to have a radical shift in your life by leaving those things behind and following after God's ways? And as you do this, you become a new person created in Christ, a new person that can be filled with joy, love, and peace. So friends, today, make your covenant with God sure. You can begin with a simple prayer saying, God, I want to be a follower. I want to be a follower of Christ. I want to become a new person. And friends, He will surely hear you and guide you.
Amen. It's now time to introduce vegan rice paper rolls. Gia is back and in the kitchen with this creative and delicious recipe.
That's what we're making, summer rolls. So we've got, I'm going to just show you what I do. You can change it. You can put different stuff in it, but this is how I make it at home. The kids absolutely love it. As you can see, I've marinated some tofu that I've pre-made. And if you go to our website, it's mumsatthetable.com. So if you go to that website, you can actually see our previous recipes, and the marinated tofu is really easy to make and it is delicious. So you can go and find that there. But I'm going to start. So you need warm water and you need your rice paper, and I'm going to put it in there, but they say just to leave it in for 30 seconds. Well, just enough for it to start getting a little soft, but don't leave it there for too long. You don't want it to go too soft, okay? Okay, so mine will soften up as I go. And the first thing I put down, because it looks really nice when you roll it, is the herbs. And I'm using mint here. So some mint. And I put lots of it in it because I just love mint. So, and I'm going to put the avocado on top. So avocado, delicious. Some avocado. Then I use this. You can use vermicelli noodles, rice noodles, but I actually use bean sprouts as my filling. And Shona, lovely Shona, did actually give us a little tip about how to keep your bean sprouts fresh. You put water, so you put them in a container and fill it up with water and keep them in there closed in the fridge. And she said they'll stay crispy and fresh. So I'm going to try that today to see how that goes. So I put some of those on there. And then some cucumber. I put carrots. And I love using shallots, some shallots, fresh spring onions, shallots. Delicious. And coriander. Now, I like using a lot of coriander. Some people put an actual stem in there, like they'll put a stem of coriander. So I put carrot? I'll put some extra carrot, give it some color, eh? Yum. Okay, there we go. It's going to be a bit big. Now, I'm going to put my tofu on the side of it, so on the edge of it. My tofu, the marinated tofu, and I'm going to eat one now because it's so delicious. Yum. Okay, cool. Done. Now, the trick with this is to fold the bottom half up first, so the one towards you, fold it over it, then fold in the edges. So it is sticky, but that's right. Oh, mine broke up, but that's okay because it saves it as you roll it around. It'll save it. So there you go. I've got a really nice, look at that. It's not your perfect ones, like the ones you get at the Vietnamese restaurants or anything like that, but it tastes amazing. And so I just roll them. I put some satay sauce, which is also on our website. Look up easy satay sauce. It is easy to make. You can use it for everything, plus these. So the kids dip it in, eat it, and it's delicious. Hope you enjoy them.
Here at Wake Up With Hope, we remain committed to your physical health as well as your spiritual health. That is why today we bring you another segment of health news.
In the headlines today, artificial sweeteners linked to increased cancer, blood lipids predict later Alzheimer's, and treating gum disease improves sugar control. Researchers at the French National Institute of Health and Medical Research report that the highest consumers of aspartame and acesulfame K have a 13% higher risk of cancer over 8 years, compared to those who don't consume them at all. This was after adjusting for age, sex, education, physical activity, smoking, BMI, height, diabetes, family history of cancer, calorie intake, and consumption of alcohol, salt, saturated fats, fiber, sugar, whole grains, dairy, fruit, and veggies, all risk factors for cancer. Aspartame consumers had a 22% increased risk of breast cancer and a 15% increased risk of the dozen or so cancers related to obesity. The study reviewed data from over 100,000 adults and is the first to assess the amounts of artificial sweeteners consumed and analyze the specific variation between artificial sweeteners. The sweeteners are commonly used in drinks and foods, and in any given year are consumed by over 141 million Americans, as well as being popular in many nations around the world. Some experts expressed caution about the study, saying association doesn't necessarily mean causation, but I'm not so sure. Want to avoid Alzheimer's disease later in life? Researchers at Boston University, using data from the Framingham Health Study, believe a key to reducing the risk is managing your health during adulthood. In a study first published by the Alzheimer's Association, researchers found that increased high-density lipoprotein, often referred to as good cholesterol, in early and middle adulthood is associated with a reduction in the rate of Alzheimer's disease later in life. That is increased by exercise. An increase in glucose in middle adulthood is associated with a higher risk of Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia later in life. The researchers suggest by maintaining healthy HDL, triglyceride, and glucose levels now, you can improve cognition and lower Alzheimer's disease later on. The side benefits of better vascular and metabolic health are also there. A study published by researchers at the Edinburgh Dental Institute in Scotland shows that treatment for gum disease may help people with diabetes to control their blood sugar levels better. High sugar levels contribute to gum infections. The researchers found that treating gum disease results in better control of blood sugar levels. And we should all practice good gum care by regular teeth brushing, dental flossing, and periodic dental visits for scaling and deep cleaning to remove that plaque. I'm Dr. Nerida McKibben, and that's today's health news.
Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, share it with a friend or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup to see more. And search for us on YouTube to check out our YouTube channel and keep up with us.
We have to take a quick break now, friends, but when we return, we will have music. So stay with us.
Welcome back. It's now time for today's special music program.
The Collingsworth family joins us now as they sing Your Ways Are Higher Than Mine.
It's not what I prayed for. It's not what I wanted. It's It's not something I understand. My circumstances seem so confusing. I'm placing it all in your hands. Your ways are higher than mine. I want mountains to move, but you want me to climb. So I'm gonna trust you will work your will in your time. Your ways are higher than
Coming up after the break, our friends from the Voice of Prophecy will share a devotional message. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Wake Up with Hope, friends. Thank you for staying with us. It's now time for our devotional thought. Today, it will be brought to us by our friends at Voice of Prophecy.
I'm sure you've seen them. The billboards by the side of the roadway. Their messages are sometimes cryptic. Until you look at the small print, there you see a phone number or a web URL with the word truth in it. Well, what exactly is truth? Can we even know these days? So often we hear the phrases, my truth, or that's your truth, but it isn't for me. Is truth subjective or is it objective? And like the billboard next to the freeway tells me, can I find it with a phone call or a visit to a website? Well, we've talked about honesty before. And what is honesty? It's telling the truth, right? But what if we can't define what truth is? These seem like core questions that should be easy to answer. But in fact, the truth about truth is that it's complicated and it's also incredibly straightforward. Well,
We struggle with finding the truth and with telling it. Some facts are easily quantified and verified, but in other areas of life, truth can seem more subjective, like in our spiritual walk. If there's one God and He is true, then why do we have so many Christian denominations? Why so many faith groups? Perhaps because we humans wrestle with finding the truth. We may honestly believe something to be true when in fact it's false. And who determines what is true and what is false? And what about sharing God's truth with others? In our sincere desire to witness to others, honestly, we sometimes miss the mark, leaning across the fence to tell our neighbor that they go to church on the wrong day. That might feel like sharing the truth. But unless there's already a relationship of love and trust, that approach likely won't work. The neighbor believes that they are going to church on the right day. Truth shared as blanket statements without context or as bite-sized nuggets on social media or displayed on a billboard by the side of the freeway, they'll likely be brushed off. Sharing truth should take into account the context, our relationship with the person, and whether or not they want to hear from us. You know, changing our perceptions of truth can be complicated for all of us. So, should we ever share truth with a stranger? Yes, absolutely. But keep in mind that witnessing will be best received when we respect the other person, when we act in a way that recognizes that they have their own set of beliefs that they hold true, and we approach them in a way that respects their right to choose to hold those beliefs. Sharing truth shouldn't be confrontational. I've heard many conversations begin like this: "Brother or sister, I don't want to offend you, but I'm sharing the truth in love." Sharing the truth in love is appropriate if and when there's a relationship of trust with that person. And even in that context, asking for permission to share is respectful. Well, can we know truth today? Is there objective truth? Well, in the world of politics, who knows? Yet in our spiritual walk, the answer is absolutely yes. There may be various denominations and faith groups, but there is only one God. Let's read a verse together. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Truth is less about the what of our faith than the who. Jesus is truth. God is truth. Everything good and true comes from God. Truth isn't a set of talking points or a platform for debate. Truth is the heart of God, His character, and His goodness. Truth is objective. God's truth is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The trouble with truth is how we humanly interact with and sometimes interpret it. But God is truth, and He never changes. What will truth do for us? Well, Jesus talked about that with His disciples. He said to them in John chapter 8, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Jesus' disciples must have crinkled their eyebrows when He said this. How would the truth make them free? Well, confused, they responded to Jesus saying, "We are sons of Abraham. We are free." Jesus must have smiled at them lovingly, and then He explained further. He reminded His disciples that whoever sins is a slave to sin, but He could free them from those bonds. Truth, Jesus said, would make them free, free indeed from all the bonds of sin. God is truth. He sets us free. Through Him, we are saved. And so whatever is the opposite of truth is the opposite of God. Deceit, deception, defensiveness, they aren't of God. White lies and half-truths, they're the opposite of truth too. Truth and honesty, as we've looked at over the past several weeks, they're core to our relationship with others and with ourselves. Just as Billy Joel croons in the popular song, "Honesty, it's hardly ever heard, but most of all, it's what I need from you." Truth and honesty shared in the context of a respectful relationship. That's powerful. God is truth, and He cannot tell a lie. The next time you feel inspired to share a nugget of truth with your neighbor on Facebook or on a billboard, why not share about what God and His truth have done in your life? Your testimony is a personal billboard of how God changed your life for the better. Share it often and share it far, that God's truth has set you free. That's your truth, but it's also God's truth, eternal and objective. It offers hope for those seeking that same freedom. And honestly, we each need that hope in our lives. So share honestly from your personal experience, no billboard required. Well, I'm thankful to start this week again with you here with our Hope Channel family. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, thank you that we can talk to you this Monday morning. Father, so often we want to share truth with those around us, and more times than not, we get in the way of ourselves. But Lord, you are truth, and you are our joy and our salvation. So show us those who we can share the story of your love with. Lord, send us someone to share with this week. We thank you for the assurance of your love. Amen. Well, are you nervous about sharing your faith journey with others? A simple way to begin could be this. Ask, "Have I ever told you about the difference God has made in my life?" Let the person respond, and in almost every case, they'll want to hear your story. So share your story of hope and encouragement with others. Take that with you this new week. Well, thanks for joining me for these few words of hope.
Thank you so much for those encouraging words.
And thank you for being with us here today and watching Wake Up with Hope. If you'd like to learn more about us and our program or share us with a friend, visit us at hopetv.org/wakeup.
And we invite you to join us tomorrow morning. Elizabeth Talbot from Jesus 101 will be with us to share a morning devotional thought. We will have a dedicated prayer session and a special guest, so be sure to join us.
And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and you would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
Our free Bible studies have helped so many people connect with Jesus, so be sure to start yours today. Again, that's hope.study.
And before we go, we want to share with you a Bible promise. And today's Bible promise is one that many people know by heart. It's found in John chapter 3, verse 16. And if you know it, say it with me. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." What an incredible promise. An incredible promise that never gets old.
Amen. You know, God gave Jesus His only Son because He loves us that much. And that includes you, friend. You too can have eternal life as you take hold of Jesus.
Amen. You know, we hope that you've been as blessed as we have been. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus. Thank you that you long for none of us to perish. You have precious thoughts towards us. And today, Lord, we choose you. Today, we embrace the gift that belongs to us because of what you did for us on the cross. Thank you for the blessings and thank you for the hope that have filled our hearts with joy today. In Jesus' name, amen.